The fallout from COVID-19 and progress towards addressing inequality were some of the topics fiercely debated as New Zealand political parties' Pacific candidates tried to convince the community to support them. The Pacific community in South Auckland tend to be some of Labour's strongest supporters, but what had been done with that loyalty was questioned at the RNZ Pacific Media Network debate in Manukau. Jamie Tahana was there.
In Māngere in 2017, Labour won 70% of the party vote, and its candidate, Aupito Williams-Seo, won 69%, making it one of the safest seats in the country. He argued the Labour government, with its largest ever Pacific caucus, is finally in a position to make long-term change.
This is the first time that you've had five Pacific MPs who are ministers and are actually able to do something about it. But we also realise that the evidence shows that you're not going to be able to bring about these changes overnight. So we're not only looking at 3 years, we're looking 30 years.
He pointed out unprecedented money has been poured into the community for a whole range of programs, housing, health, economic and cultural. But the fundamental inequities run deep, vividly illustrated through the second COVID-19 outbreak in Auckland, where more than two-thirds of those infected were Pasifika. And in last year's measles outbreak, where a review found authorities were slow to respond and community health providers were sidelined.
If it had happened in Epsom, would the response have been more effective?
We've never had the opportunity to be able to inject our own cultural intelligence in the system that delivers well-being or wellness for our people. And I think we've got the opportunity.
Aupito Williams-Seo said the groundwork has been done, not just for health, but for jobs and education. Median incomes have grown 23% for Pacific people in the past 3 years. The National Party's candidate in Māngere, Whanoti Agnes Lohini, one of two Pasifika on the party list, said while incomes have grown, so have expenses, including the Auckland fuel tax. She acknowledged while her Māngere electorate would only get a small tax cut from National, it would still make a difference.
Our families know, we actually know, understand that price difference, whether it's extra $20 or $50 a week in petrol a week, is going to have to be a trade-off for something else, something in the lunchbox, replacing holy shoes, replacing holy socks. So everything helps and every little bit helps.
Agnes Lohini said other policies would help Pasifika grow their incomes. The recession and COVID-19 job losses has seen many teens drop out of school, forced to choose between an education or helping their families. Lourdes Vunnell, who at 18 is the Greens' youngest candidate, described that as heartbreaking.
We need to acknowledge that there are families who don't have that choice. They have to move out of education so that they can support each other and live well. And that's why the Poverty Action Plan would be a really nice way to make sure people don't have to really apply for the benefit and go through that really, really horrendous, horrendous process where you are picked apart.
Agnes Lohini said flexibility is desperately needed.
The education system is broken if the students have to make that choice. We have the ability to do some teaching at home and parents have to become the teachers. So we do have to access the technology at hand, plus we have to have some flexibility.
Luella Lineker, who is standing as an independent in Manurewa, said the entire system is holding Pacific people down.
I think despite people doing well, people see that as, oh, Pacific can succeed. But when the system's set up in a way that means Māori and Pacific can't achieve to the best of their ability, I think we need to fundamentally look at that.
The full RNZ PMN debate airs on air and online this Sunday from 4 p.m. From Manukau, ko Jamie Tahana, tēnei.